Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time we're diving into AI and education.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty hot topic these days.
Looking at all the stuff you sent over, especially all the stuff about students in Korea, it looks like you're super interested in how AI can be used to personalize learning, really help students succeed.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it.
It seems like there's so much potential, especially when you start looking at stuff like how AI can create custom practice tests or build personalized study plans, even figure out how to keep students motivated.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot to unpack.
You share this one article about AI being used to create practice tests. And talk about how these tests are different from the old school test prep books, how these AI ones are unique for each student. I was wondering, how does that work?
Well, the AI uses algorithms to analyze a student's past performance. Quizzes, tests, even homework assignments.
Oh, interesting.
It looks for patterns in what types of questions they get right, what they struggle with, and how long they spend on different tasks.
So it's not just about like getting a certain percentage right or wrong, it's about understanding the process.
Exactly. And based on that analysis, it generates practice questions that target specific areas where they need more work. Like if someone always misses questions about fractions, it gives them more practice with fractions. But it's not just about drilling them over and over.
Without making it personal, right?
Absolutely. The AI can adjust so many things, actually, like the difficulty, the format, the feedback it gives, even hints and explanations.
Tailored to them.
Exactly. Some students need like step-by-step guidance, while others, well, they might learn better from visuals or real-world examples.
So it's almost like a personal tutor.
Yeah, I like that. A personal tutor that adapts to how the student is learning right then. And the best part is it helps students understand their own learning process. They see their strengths, weaknesses, and then they can figure out better ways to study.
Okay, so you also sent some research on AI building personalized study plans. And I have to say, that sounds super helpful, especially if you're a student feeling overwhelmed. But what about students becoming too reliant on the AI? How do we make sure they're still learning to learn on their own?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's something developers are thinking about a lot these days. The key is to make AI tools that empower them, not just automate everything.
So how do they do that?
One way is to get the student involved in the planning process.
Ah, so it's not just the AI bossing them around.
Exactly. The AI gives recommendations and structure, but the student gets the final say. So, like, the AI might suggest an hour a day on math, but the student could break it up, do it when it works for them.
Makes sense. It's about giving them the tools, but letting them own their learning.
Right. And some AI systems even ask students to think about their study habits, like what worked well this week or what was tough.
Oh, interesting. So they're learning how to think about their thinking.
Yeah, exactly. They're developing those metacognitive skills, which are so important for, for learning throughout their lives.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about AI helping students get ready for tests and build great study habits, but I'm really interested in this idea of using AI to make learning more engaging, maybe even fun.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the most exciting things happening right now in educational technology. We know that if students aren't engaged, they won't learn as well. It doesn't really matter how good the teacher is if they aren't interested.
Makes sense. So AI can maybe help with that.
Yeah, AI can help create learning experiences that are, I don't know, more interactive, more personalized, even a little addictive,
Yeah.
but in a good way.
Okay, now you sent over a research paper. It talked about something called gamification in education. What is that?
So gamification is basically taking things from games and using them in other areas, like education. Stuff like points, rewards, challenges, competition.
So you're saying AI can be used to make games that teach real concepts and skills. So
Exactly.
like instead of reading about the Korean War,
Yeah.
you play a game, maybe you're a general or something, and have to make decisions.
Yeah, that's the idea. And these games can be really advanced. Like they can change depending on how well the student is doing, give feedback right away, and even let students go down different paths based on their choices.
That sounds way more fun than a textbook, that's for sure. It's like tapping into that natural desire to play.
Exactly.
You also mentioned AI-powered simulations. What are those all about?
Simulations let students actually experience something, even if it's not possible or safe to do in the real world.
Okay. I mean, like, give me an example. How would you use a simulation, say, in a science class?
Okay, let's say the students are learning about the human circulatory system.
Okay, yeah.
So with a simulation, instead of looking at diagrams, you could actually dissect a heart, explore it, See how the blood flows through the vessels.
Oh, wow, that would be so cool. Much better than dissecting a frog.
Yeah, and the AI can, it can do more than just show you the heart. It can give you information, explain things, even quiz you on what you're seeing.
Oh, wow. So it's like you have this guide walking you through the body.
Pretty much.
Okay, so we talked about science, but you mentioned history too. What would that look like?
So let's say the students are studying the Joseon Dynasty, right? A simulation could take them back in time, put them in a marketplace in Hanyang, let them talk to people, see what life was like, maybe even see historical events happening.
So it's not just dates and names, it's about getting a feel for it.
Right.
That could really get students interested.
Exactly. We want to make them want to learn. Now, AI can also be really good at helping students who might be struggling.
That's an important point. I mean, not everyone learns at the same speed, right? Some students might need a little extra help. How can AI help with that?
Well, imagine a student who just can't get algebra, equations and all that. An AI tutor could look at their work, see where they're making mistakes, and then give them help just for that.
Like a tutor who can see inside their head.
Yeah. And the AI can change how much help it gives based on what the student needs. If they're stuck on a step, it can break it down, show them different explanations, maybe use visuals or
So
examples.
it's teaching them how to solve the problem, not just giving them the answer.
Exactly. And this can really help students feel more confident, feel like they can handle things on their own.
Now, we've been talking a lot about academics, but I know you also included some stuff about AI helping students figure out their careers.
Yeah. And I think that's huge, because the job market is always changing. I mean, who knows what jobs will even exist in 10, 20 years?
Yeah, that's true.
It's really important for students to explore, try different things, and get the skills they'll need down the line. AI can really help with this,
So, like how?
Well, imagine a student who likes science and technology, but isn't sure what to do with it. An AI system could look at their interests, their skills, even their personality, and then suggest majors and careers that fit them.
So it's way more personalized than those career aptitude tests.
Yeah, a lot more. And it can also give them information about universities, job outlooks, salaries, even connect them with people working in those fields.
It's like having like a superpowered career counselor in your pocket.
Exactly. And that can be super valuable for students who don't know what they want to do or maybe don't have access to a good counselor.
You shared a story about a high school student, right? She used one of these AI platforms and ended up discovering this passion for biomedical engineering.
Yeah.
She was always good at science and math, but never thought about engineering.
It turns out the platform, looked at her grades, her interests, even her problem-solving skills, and then, bam, suggested biomedical engineering.
Wow.
She wasn't so sure at first, but then, it showed her resources, videos, even connected her with people actually working in the field.
That's amazing. It's like the AI helped her find her passion.
It really did. And it's not just about finding the right career. It's about getting those skills you need to succeed in whatever you do.
It's like how you approach work, you know? Problem solving, collaborating. Those are important no matter what you do.
Absolutely. And AI can help students develop those too. But I mean, like with anything new, we need to be careful with AI.
Yeah, for sure. We want to make sure it's making education better for everyone, not just some.
Right. We need to be careful about, biases and the algorithms and stuff. Make sure it's fair and everyone has a chance.
And what about all the data AI uses? We need to make sure student information is safe and being used the right way.
Absolutely. And honestly, the most important thing is remembering that AI is a tool, not a replacement for teachers.
I completely agree. Teachers are so important, you know? They
Yeah.
create that supportive environment that AI just can't.
Exactly. AI should help teachers, not replace them. We need to find the right balance, technology and human interaction working together.
So we've talked about a lot in this part of our deep dive. AI making learning more engaging, providing support, even helping students with their careers. And we've touched on like the challenges and ethical things we need to keep in mind.
It's definitely a lot to think about.
Okay, so you mentioned something earlier about using AI to help students develop, not just academic skills, but those social emotional skills too.
Yeah.
I find that really interesting.
Yeah, it's important. The world is so complex and connected. Things like empathy, resilience, collaboration, communication, they're essential.
Yeah, they're how we navigate relationships, solve problems, get along with others.
Exactly. And while AI can't replace real human interaction for developing those skills, it can help, it can be a really powerful tool.
So how is AI being used to help students with those social emotional skills?
Well, one way is using AI to create, virtual simulations of real-world social situations.
So kind of like those flight simulators, but for social stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But instead of flying a plane, maybe the student has to, deal with a conflict with a friend or work on a team project, or maybe even make a tough decision, like an ethical dilemma.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So what's the advantage of using AI for this kind of learning?
Well, one big thing is it gives them a safe place to practice. They can try things out, make mistakes, and see what happens, but without any real-world
With
consequences.
a practice run for life.
Yeah, exactly. And the AI can be there to give them feedback, point things out, even suggest other ways to handle the situation.
I bet that would help students who get nervous in social situations. You know, they could build up their confidence without feeling so self-conscious.
Definitely. And another thing AI can do is personalize the learning experience.
So, like we talked about before, making sure the content and activities fit each student.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's about making those social emotional learning goals part of the core curriculum. So, for example, if a student is learning about the Korean War, the AI could, give them the facts, but also ask them to think about the perspectives of people on both sides of the conflict.
That would really get them thinking, help them understand different points of view.
Exactly. And it's about moving away from just memorizing facts and encouraging them to think critically and connect with the human side of things.
And we talked before about how AI can be used for personalized study plans. Could that same technology be used to help students deal with, stress or anxiety?
Oh, absolutely. Imagine an app that helps students track their moods, see what triggers their stress, and then gives them ways to cope.
Wow, that would be amazing, especially for teenagers, with all the pressure they're under.
Yeah, and the AI could even connect them with other resources like counseling or support groups.
It's like having a therapist right there in your pocket.
Yeah, it is. It seems like there's so much potential for AI to help the whole student, not just their grades.
Absolutely. And I bet as AI gets better, we'll see even more cool uses in education.
Definitely an exciting time. But, we have to remember AI is a tool. It can be used in good ways or bad ways.
True.
We need to be careful about how we design and use these technologies, Make sure they're making things fairer, more engaging, and giving all students a chance to learn and grow.
That's a great point. So, any last thoughts for our listeners before we finish up this deep dive?
I would just say stay curious, keep learning about AI in education, and be part of the conversation. The future of learning is really up to all of us, We need to make sure it benefits everyone.
That's great advice. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and education. We hope you learned some interesting things and had some, things to think about. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and we'll see you on the deep dive.